every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPA, SLA, SLAACRRRMAPAHA. MOUSE.
Are we speaking for LA now?
Sure, why not?
Okay, good.
Hell yeah. We don't why speak not? That well for ourselves.
We don't speak well for any of the nuns either.
I'd like to, though.
Although I got to tell you something.
The butterflies from hell.
I went to a meeting the other night, and the Al-Anon meeting was going on next door. And I walked by the room, and the first thing they did was invite me in for cake. So you know
they
what?
They had a potluck one time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They
invited us for food.
They came over to the Al-Anons came over to the AA room and asked everyone to come over and have potluck with them. And I thought, see, I'm not done taking from those Al-Anons yet.
That's right.
Talk about codependency issues. Hey, come over here. We'll feed you. I'm like, really? Awesome. Yeah. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with the hostess with the mostest.
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet.
You're doing it again.
You know what? I don't
you
know.
You sound like you're from Arkansas. I'm telling you. What is with the sweet? What are you calling a pig?
No, that's suey.
Close enough.
Sue, S-U-W-H-E-A-T. Sweet.
What happened to those brain cells, Bruce?
You know what? I'll tell you what happened to them. Okay. This is what's scary for me about brain cells. Because, you know, we know that while we were getting loaded, I know for a fact I burned 20 bazillion million brain cells. We know we did. My
off on a tangent.
Fear is that they always say, oh, we only use like 10% of our brain.
Uh-huh.
My fear is that someday science is going to unlock the other 90% and I am
going to
be a flippin' babbling idiot. Because I think...
And that would be
as
different
opposed
than now
to
how.
Well, I think that all the brain cells I burnt mostly are in the section that I don't use very much.
You think that?
I think that.
Shelley, what do you think?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
that's
I really
the section
think
that he's talking with now.
I really think that. And the reality is, when they unlock the rest of their brain, I'm going to be functioning on about 31%, and everyone else is going to be functioning at like 95%, and I'm going to be completely whacked.
Okay.
Here we go. Cool. We'll buy you a hockey helmet.
Dude, a football helmet so I can wear it around.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, my God. Wait, when I lived in Oregon, the Oregon State Hospital was right there, and they had kids walking.
See?
They had people walking around with football helmets on.
He goes right on. He goes right on.
It was awesome.
If you paid attention to the news, as I do, you would have seen the story that was, actually I saw it at first on CNN.com and it was also on Yahoo.com, that research has now shown that we actually do grow back our brain cells. So you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, but the smart ones are replaced by dumb ones.
So is this an Alzheimer's? Is this an Alzheimer's thing?
It was
cure for Alzheimer's.
No, it's not a cure for Alzheimer's, but.
So what happens to those guys?
But part of the
they still get to hide their own Easter eggs.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
apparently,
every
what happens to those guys
new
is
day.
That the damage happens faster than they can regenerate. I mean, it's not a fast process, but it does happen.
What's that?
Sweet.
Okay.
So what? Like,
again.
Who, him?
So what?
Sweet.
Like 12 years, you can like generate like 4 more brain cells. You get rid of like 30,000 brain cells with each shot of booze, and you can regrow like 100 of them.
I don't think in the case that you need to worry, dear, because the brain cells will suddenly come to life, realize they're in your head, and commit suicide.
Wow.
Okay, now I have to make amends. Now I feel bad. I'm sorry.
I'm not taking them.
Ooh. Acceptance is the key.
9 out of 10 times the unexpected happens.
That would make
okay,
it expected.
Lovely.
I
oh,
freaking
my
hate
lovely.
That.
Oh, my lovely wife. Okay, I'll accept it.
Yeah. Oh, and Bruce, you've got mail.
Oh, I hate that too.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, you always say it's time for the boozy news. Is that it and it's or an it's?
It is, with the apostrophe.
Good, thank you. You haven't burned all your brain cells. There you go.
Wow, you kept some of the kindergarten ones.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Oh, shout-outs. Who were the shout-outs? It was Sarah, Robert, Fran.
The usual clan.
Donald, Phil, and Bill, I think.
What?
They like their shout-outs. When I don't do the shout-outs, believe me, they notice. And they put it on the Recovery 101 Facebook page, and then I have to hear about it. So I have to make sure I do them.
Sweet.
Has any Recovery Idol stuff come in yet?
I haven't noticed any. Nothing's come in on the Recovery101 radio@gmail.com.
Well, the only thing that I know of is my daughter wrote one.
Yes.
We just got to figure a way
and
to record
it. Really good. You guys are going to have to work hard to beat that.
I can get that done.
Surprise. That's what I was thinking. We know a guy.
Who knows a guy?
Yeah. We know a lot of guys. Now, let's see. Where was I?
He'll go have a talk with him.
That's how Shelly knows a lot of guys. When did that happen?
In
Florida.
That's where it happened.
David Bustos, 26 years old, has been arrested by the county sheriff after he allegedly... Now, okay, it doesn't say he was drunk, but I'm thinking maybe he was. He allegedly shaved his girlfriend's head with an electric hair clipper while she slept.
While she slept.
That's funny.
And there's no reason cited in the story for why he did it. So I'm thinking maybe he
was
drunk.
Care who you are. That's just funny.
Yeah. Wow. Britney Spears look.
She woke up. Found her braids laying on the pillow and freaked out and called the police.
He woke up the next day, found his testicles laying on the pillow.
Yeah, exactly.
And called his mama.
There's like websites like that. It's like, you know, don't fall asleep drunk. You know, don't pass out near your friends.
Yeah,
and they like mark her all over them. And,
oh, my God.
Well, that story parallels with the high school girl who her mom disciplined her by shaving her head.
Really? I haven't heard that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I guess
she had, she had the most beautiful, long, dark, luminous hair.
Oh,
and
God.
And she was disrespectful, and mom buzzed it.
How'd she get her to sit still for it?
They actually went and arrested the mother, which I thought was ridiculous.
Well, I think that's a bit of overkill, but I mean, it's a sad story. But how did they get her to sit still for that?
I think they duct taped her to the door. I don't know.
If my mother tried to shave my head, I would not have sat still for that. My dad tried to take a swat at me when I was a teenager, and I swatted back and ran out the door.
You're disrespectful.
He told me I had on too much makeup.
One thing I can tell you for sure.
You're going to turn into a drunk, you know.
I know. It's clear.
In my house, never once did I take a swat at my dad. Are you effing kidding me?
At your dad?
Yeah, no. My brother tried to run away from my dad one time. We live in an apartment. He ran into his room, locked the door, and started laughing at my dad. My dad went and punched his hand right through the door and unlocked the door and held my brother up against the wall by his throat. And I was like 12, and I'm like, ooh, wow. I'm like, yeah, don't say anything to dad.
I saw my dad break two bones in his hand hitting my brother in the head. That was my younger brother.
Wow.
Hard head.
Good punch.
Okay, let's see. In Palm Coast...
Florida!
Oh, now, this is a strange... Now, it's from Florida, but it is a strange story.
Yeah, Florida was missing some phlegm.
Jose Vega and his wife, Zarin Vega, were arrested for using brute force to try to send their friend back to jail after she started popping prescription pills again.
This is a confusing story. Bruce is already completely lost. I can tell by the look at his face.
The friend...
Those brain cells.
Okay, a week ago, this couple, the Vegas, put up bail money to get their friend out of jail because she said she wanted to get clean and sober.
Oops.
She had gotten arrested for something. So they bailed her out of jail, put her in rehab. She went out and got loaded again.
Okay.
So...
Oh, so they wanted to get her put back in jail.
Yes. So they physically, like, tied her up and took her to
that's
jail.
That's a no-no.
Wow, there's an intervention technique for you.
Yeah, that's a no-no. I think they call that
Dr.
kidnapping.
Dr. Drew ain't seen that one yet.
Are they charged with kidnapping?
No, they're charged...
Or unlawful detention or something?
She
was loaded.
assault and battery, I think. I can't tell. I'm allegedly arrested for using brute force. Yeah, it just says brute force.
I deny it. She's just loaded. What does she know?
Yeah.
She tied herself up.
She doesn't even remember why she's tied up.
Yeah, she tied herself up.
She was doing some weird sex thing with some other drug addict guy.
Also in
Florida.
There was a whole run of them because Fran sent us all the
one show.
Fran sent us all the Florida news all at once.
Wow.
That's how we ended up with that.
And you printed it in order.
Yes. Because I just go through people's emails, you know, all at once. Each person all at once.
Way to put the time in.
Charles Smith in Tampa, Florida, was accused of stealing $30,000 in tools and equipment from his landlord and then selling the stolen items in a yard sale on the landlord's property.
Wow.
That's neighbor awful. Bought some of the stolen property from the man and turned it into the police, which is how they found out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Snap-on. That's
Snap
not like
off.
That's not like clap-on. That's snap-on.
I know. When you
tools.
Said that, the first thing I thought was clap-on, clap-off.
What's
off,
the other big
clap
tool
off.
Company, Mark? Matco or something like that?
That's it.
See, I always think of Ryobi and Makita, so.
For drills.
All right, in Tucson, Arizona. This one, I saw the picture on this, and I went, oh, my gosh, ow, ooh, and I couldn't look at the picture. Could not look at the picture. It was an x-ray. An 86-year-old man was impaled through the skull with his pruning shears in a freak gardening accident.
I saw that.
Isn't that the most bizarre freaking x-ray?
I saw that.
Because you look at the x-ray, and you can't even really tell how he managed to do it.
And the guy's, like, blind in the one eye now, and he's, like, completely okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the end of the pruning shears went all the way through his eye socket and then came out, like, the back of his head or
and
something.
And it wasn't the pointy end that he got impaled
yeah,
with.
Yeah, like, the handle part.
The handle.
And they were trying to figure out, like, the doctor's looking at me. He's like, I've never seen anything like it. He said, we didn't really exactly know how to take it out. We didn't know what was going to happen when we took it out because he's like, wow, it really hurt.
He was gardening and he bent down to pick up something and dropped the pruning shears and they landed in the ground point down and then his back foot went out from under him and he slipped and fell with his face right on the handle of the pruning shear. Now, they actually, in the story, it says that they're going to rebuild the eye socket and they think they may be able to save the eye.
Did you see
the
other one?
In a jar.
Did you see the other one?
What other one?
The one with the safety pin? This girl...
No.
Had a safety pin up her nose that was open. And she had been telling her mom, like for years, she'd been talking about having headaches and stuff. And they did an x-ray and they found an open safety pin up inside there. And they were able to remove it and the girl was completely okay. But she had this open safety pin up her nose for months and months and months and months and months. And they just would give her aspirin and stuff and... Sometimes
how
the pain
she
would
not
go
know
away.
That she had a safety
you should,
pin up
you should
her
check
nose.
On that, Shelly.
I should look for a picture. But how did she not know that she had a safety
pin? No, I mean, you should go have an
you should look
taken.
And see if you have a safety pin
oh,
up
because
your
I've
nose.
Got a headache. I've got so headaches. Many headaches lately. No, this
they also had the dog that had like 11 nails in his stomach.
Oh my gosh, poor doggy.
He's a cute dog, too.
That's a heck of a crap.
Man.
Why is the dog howling?
I'm going to... Go to the story.
You're gonna move on. Good thought.
In Los Angeles, a passenger at LAX was arrested.
Well, I think
Sarah's heard this one.
Okay, the woman was bound for China. She was getting on a plane for China. She was taken into custody by U.S. Fish and Wildlife because the screeners discovered
I saw this
several bright yellow birds taped to her arm and leg. How did she think she was going to get through security with birds taped to her?
I don't know. It's not like it's weapons.
Well, no, but still, you've got animals taped to your body. If I tried to go through security with Bob stuck to my chest, you'd think they'd notice.
Maybe not. Bob's pretty small.
You could wear him around your...
You could just hook a chain around his neck and wear him as a...
a stole?
Flav symbol.
You could wear him around... Yeah, you could wear him around your neck. He's not big enough.
Yeah, he's actually smaller than
okay,
those
so
things.
The question begs...
What?
Why is she taking the birds?
It doesn't say in the story, actually. Why is she taking...
Smuggling
them. Smuggle them off to China. For some reason, apparently they don't have any birds in China.
Okay.
I don't know. And the same week, actually.
What, you going to be a rancher?
You got the story about the guy with the snakes?
I'm getting there.
Okay, good.
In Miami, on Thursday,
Florida,
officers caught a passenger attempting to smuggle snakes and turtles in his pants. Here we go with the pants again.
Yeah, but if I'm gonna try and take a snake somewhere, for sure in the pants.
Tuck it right down the left leg.
Yeah, tell you what, big anaconda or something.
What would
he
be? Snakes in your pants. He'd be walking really funny.
I would be less worried about the snakes than the guy that stuck the lobsters down his pants without the claws taped.
Yeah, that's a bad move.
Have you ever heard of, I think it's in Scotland, actually, they do this called weaseling. They stick a weasel up one trouser leg, and then they wiggle around until the weasel comes out the other trouser leg.
Okay, now do you see what genetics I have to work with? I mean, really, weaseling.
Weaseling, yes.
How about noodling? Have you ever heard of noodling? The guys that... They go for these big channel catfish by sticking their arm in there, and the channel cats come up and grab a hold of their arm, and they pull them out of the water.
Oh,
I saw it on, like, Discovery Channel. It was the weirdest thing, and they're like, if it's a big enough channel cat, you can get drowned by them.
I got to tell you, I dislike snakes.
Yeah.
And if a guy got on a plane with a snake in his pocket,
yeah,
he would just simply get his ass kicked.
Mark, zero tolerance for snakes.
Not a snake guy.
Not a snake.
He's like Indiana Jones.
I don't mind snakes so much.
Why snakes?
They don't bother honey badger.
No, they don't.
Because
honey badger doesn't give up.
About nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Cathay Pacific airline has canceled their recent ad campaign.
About taping yellow birds to you?
No. It was called, the campaign was called Meet the Team That Goes the Extra Mile.
what happened to the 30,000 foot club?
The pilot and the stewardess that were in the ad campaign were caught joining the Mile High Club in the cockpit of one of their planes.
I saw that coming a mile away, so to speak.
So Meet the Team That Goes the Extra Mile is not going to be Cathay Pacific's new slogan. Now they said they're
it's better than, the old slogan.
Which one?
From the other airline.
What, we might get you there?
We really move our tail for you.
Yeah. Oh. You know what?
Every wish come true. I thought that was one of the great ad campaigns.
I could see the guys on the plane now, the business class guys, going, really? You going to go the extra mile for me? How so?
Yeah.
I got a crisp new 50 right here.
The Cathay Pacific has actually said that they... One representative says they're canceling the campaign, but the other one says that it's been put on hold because the timing doesn't suit.
I think they should use it.
Yeah. I think they should use it, too.
I think they're going to get a ton of customers.
These are good cigars, Bruce, I just have to say.
Oh, gosh, we're like way over
they're
time.
Not bad.
No, we're not. We banter for like 6 minutes.
Oh, did we banter for a long time?
Yeah, and you got to remember, part of this 15 minutes also includes the whole lead-in stuff.
But this is disclaimer, we're past 15 and everything. Minutes. Okay, and Hingham... Wherever Hingham is, because
Hingham High.
A woman was arrested on drunk driving charges for the second time in 6 months. She thought she was going to get away with it. I'm not exactly sure how. What happened was she got arrested the first time for DUI, and she got AA and alcohol education classes as part of her sentence. The minute she completed all of the requirements for her DUI to be... so that she's not busted anymore, she's not in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Her friend bought her a case of beer to celebrate.
Awesome.
She decided it would be a good idea to drink the beer in her car.
Bad idea.
She was going to be driving anyway.
When the police pulled her over, she panicked, put the beer in her glove box, and the cop walked up to the car, stuck his head in the window, and the beer was pouring out of the glove box onto the floor. And that's how he knew.
Don't know how it got there.
Yeah,
I don't.
How'd you explain
I let my
that?
Teenager use
and
the car
know,
earlier.
You know what I think? I think the heat in the glove compartment must have caused it to open.
That's what I think too.
It exploded from the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Let's
be
see.
Be like the package of Pillsbury biscuits that exploded in the chick's car, and
she thought her head. She'd been shot.
She thought she'd been shot in the back of the head, and her brains were falling out.
Okay, awesome. Let's do. I know we're way over time. Let's do the hero of the week. The hero of the week is named Emmanuel Marlowe. He's a 49-year-old Washington, D.C. man who is a beer vendor in Nationals Park.
Did he give away free beer to hurricane victims?
No, he did not. what he did was he rescued a young boy from choking when everybody around him, including his own family, was basically standing around flapping their arms and squawking because nobody apparently knew what to do. So he calmly walked over, grabbed the kid, gave him the Heimlich maneuver, food pops out of his mouth, then he picks up his beer and goes back to work.
Attaboy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Should have given him a beer to help calm him.
Yeah. Hey, son, come here.
Yeah, drink this.
And that's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Karma, 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 karma.
Karma chameleon, you come and go, you come and go.
See? It just depends. If it's an 80s one-hit wonder, she's on it like stink on you know what.
Loving would be easy if your colors were like my dreams. Red, golden dreams. Eames.
Wow. Do you really want to hurt me?
Do you really want to make me cry?
So, I don't know what the topic is, so I will banter back and forth until somebody comes
so
up.
So Mark
and,
tells
I've
us
never
what
heard
the topic
it.
Is.
Who said I had a topic?
Better.
Huh?
Wow. Wow.
Sarah's like apoplectic
Sarah's coming
over here.
Out of her chair at Mark.
The topic from the Monday meeting last this past Monday. It's better. Talk. Oh, sheesh.
Under so much pressure now.
Wow.
God, no.
Wow. The peanut gallery has gone off.
You know what? The topic
end.
I wanted to talk about tonight was basic maintenance.
Okay.
Like car maintenance or house maintenance or what?
Like program maintenance.
Ah.
Okay.
Because we're not the car guys.
Yeah,
and
if
I don't
we were the
clean,
car guys, we'd, that'd be a...
And I don't clean house.
Program maintenance would be a bad talk for the car guys.
But just program maintenance.
As in, like, from what perspective?
As in, Bruce, what do you do on a daily basis to maintain your program so it doesn't break down?
Well, I talk to alcoholics every single day. Mm-hmm. Multiple alcoholics every single day. I talk to my sponsor most every day. Not every day, but most every day. Uh-huh. I go to a meeting or record this show almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
This
show's like a meeting.
This show doesn't count.
And I work... sure it does.
It's like a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got two
Matter
more
of fact,
gathered.
My That's friend crap. On Facebook, Terrence, said, it's great if you don't have a meeting.
Terrence, you're in trouble.
No, Terrence,
you're fine.
Terrence is going to come out this way. He might even come and watch us do the show. He's coming out this way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He's an Empires and Allies friend, too.
Oh, good. So you guys can sit in opposite rooms of the house and, like, play the game?
Okay. Before we get into program maintenance, I had Sarah texting me from the same room.
Okay, wait.
My kids have texted each other.
I wasn't texting. I was chatting with you via Facebook.
Yeah, she was texting on her phone. It went to Facebook.
My
she
kids,
said, hi, Bruce. I said, hi, Sarah.
My kids actually were sitting at the dinner table. They were one space apart, and they were texting back and forth to each other during dinner.
Well, you know why? They were saying all the stuff they didn't want you to
exactly.
hear.
Exactly.
That's why I told Sarah, you got to cut out the sex talk. My wife's right behind me.
She's reading this.
Okay, so... So, I mean, that's basically what I do, which is the basic premise. Mm-hmm. Every week, mm-hmm. I read from a couple of different mm-hmm. program books. Mm-hmm. I do at least a chapter a week in the Big Book and a mm-hmm. chapter a week in the Hope, Faith, and Courage book. I work with newcomers on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah, pretty basic stuff.
Yeah.
Doesn't take up your whole day.
The talking to other alcoholics has a fair impact, but I talk to them anyway.
Yeah. So, Shelley, basic care and feeding of your program, what do you do?
Collect the boozy news? No, that doesn't count. I read program books as well as Bruce, only I do it outside of meetings as well as inside of meetings.
Well, the Humble Trophy is already over there.
You already got the Humble Trophy.
I've already got the
Humble Trophy. You can call me.
I'm working on constantly having the Humble Trophy here.
You might have to send a new one.
Yeah, really.
When you get to the amount of time that Mark and I have, you can have the Humble Trophy all the time.
That's right.
the standard stuff that you're supposed to do. Go to meetings, call your sponsor, just all the stuff that Bruce said that you know, if you start not doing it, then your head goes sideways. It's just, I've seen people that stop doing some aspect of their program, and almost invariably what happens is they go out.
Yeah, things don't run so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shared it the other night at a meeting. I was at a meeting the other night, and the leader had 21 days. And shared
awesome.
Shared for like 20 minutes.
Wow.
Took a break.
On their five-minute share?
Took a break, came back, gave out chips. The meeting could not find its chips, so it took the chips from another fellowship that meets there and gave out their chips. And, yeah, I'll tell you about that when we're off the air.
Awesome.
Hey, I just blew a gasket. Now I'm ticked.
Yeah. There were almost 50 minutes left for participation. Four newcomers shared.
For 50 minutes?
For 48 minutes of the 50 minutes that was left for the entire meeting to be done. Four newcomers, 48 minutes.
Wasn't there somebody there to gong them or tell them to stop?
I was there. Our friend Randy was there. And the next most time in the room was the leader.
Well, the secretary, wasn't...
The secretary wasn't there that night. So Randy was helping him out by watching the meeting. So
this is a car crash.
Randy, you got to put the hammer down.
At 9:28, at a meeting that's supposed to end at 9:30, the last newcomer got done sharing. I didn't even wait for the applause to die down.
My name's Mark.
I'm an addict and alcoholic.
Throw some recovery in here.
And I shared about the fact that, first I shared with them that, isn't it interesting how the first thing we do as newcomers is learn to not take direction? Because I could have sworn they shared, please keep your sharing to 3 to 5 minutes. And you all ignored that because you all had to tell a better story than the person before you.
Did you say it like that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'll never see those guys again.
And then I said, you know, you learn in this program that there are some real basic things you learn to do. This thing isn't rocket science. You just have to take care and you have to feed it properly. And I went through almost the same list you gave. You go to meetings. You get a sponsor. You call your sponsor. You pray.
Well, I left that one out.
You work the steps. Yeah, you didn't leave it on. You don't leave it out because you don't do it. You just were leaving right. Some things for us to talk about. We appreciate that. Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah.
So, I basically went through that list. I said, if you do those things, you've got a really good chance to make it to midnight tonight because that's all we have.
But yeah, you can drink tomorrow at 12:01.
Yeah, but isn't it interesting how most people don't do it? It's the simplest of just basic things you have to do, and most people in the program don't do it, and they end up going out. You know, and I just brought it up tonight as a topic because it's a simple program. But what is it about the simplest things that we can't get the complicated people who walk into the rooms to do it?
It's a simple program for complicated people. Mm-hmm. How can I F this up?
I shared for 7 minutes that night, by the way. We were 5 minutes over before we even got to the end of the meeting.
Nice.
But
see, now I got to go next Monday just to watch this car wreck.
So.
Shelly's sitting with a puzzled look on her face.
I'm still stuck back on a couple of things here.
We'll talk about the chips after. I know it's burning through your head right now.
Yes, that's
especially
that is,
since they're up in the same cupboard where all the other literature and all that comes
Sarah
out.
Sarah wasn't here for that part, or she'd be joining you in this apoplexy.
Yeah, I am rather apoplectic about that, but we'll get to that later. It is the job of the leader or the secretary, whoever is running the meeting, to tell people when it's time to shut the F up.
Well, I've seen people do it that aren't the secretary.
Unless, of course, you get somebody who's sharing that's a complete smart aleck. Like last night, when I did my little finger tapping on the watch on the wrist thing, when he was going too long, and he looks at his wrist and says, yeah, it's a Bulova. Just about leaned across the table and thumped him, but I didn't. Huh? No, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
And that was the topic, was what do you do to maintain your sobriety?
No, the topic was open.
No,
he
was telling people what they should do to maintain their sobriety. Oh.
I mean, I literally, one of the people that shared, two of the people that shared out of the four, it was their first day and their first meeting.
And they shared that long? They could form coherent sentences?
Yeah, because that was how the leader shared. They thought that's what you were supposed to do.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Part of the issue is having a leader with 3 weeks. At a meeting with a lot of newcomers.
Yeah. Wow. When I was that new, I didn't know how to maintain my sobriety because I had to be told everything. I mean, I had to follow direction. Yeah. That was how I learned how to maintain my sobriety was by following the direction that was given to me by my sponsor. And if she told me not to share, I didn't share. If she told me to share a little, I shared a little.
Which is why I went ahead and shared even though the time was up. Because I just felt if this is what the newcomers take away from this meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to set them straight before they go.
All the next meetings they go to are screwed.
They'll all be like that.
Yeah. They'll think that's what you're supposed to do. Now, one of the people who shared was one of my sponsees who just came back. And he went for 15 minutes. And I was going to stop, but the train wreck was so fascinating. I had to watch.
Well, then you weren't being of service, were you?
He threw in quite a few minutes at the meeting where there was a secretary who usually would shut people down and didn't really shut him down or the other guy.
She tapped on her wrist.
Oh, tapped her wrist. Yeah.
That was Mr. Bulova.
Yeah.
Which one?
Last night.
His sponsee?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
With his 3 days?
Yes.
I'm just thinking metalhead listening to Sade.
Yeah. The ego has to be smashed.
For a while, too.
6 minutes. I was watching.
Okay. That's not bad for a 3 to 5 minute chair.
Well, you went a minute over. Yeah. And besides, we were so close to the end that I was like, okay, as soon as he's done.
Yeah.
But then we still had one more person chair after that. But I had something else I was going to say about maintain your sobriety, and I forgot what it was.
Well, perfect. We'll wait for you.
No, it'll come to me, maybe.
Those seven little words?
Don't drink or use no matter what?
That's that always works.
That's it. I threw that one in there, too.
That one helps.
Okay.
The prayer one helps a lot. That one really helps. You know, that one really helps.
You know where the prayer one really helps me? It's kind of like when someone is really, really angry at something and they tell you to stop and count to 10. Because that little break is what takes you from the edge of going to maul someone to, like, being mellow. When I used to get the idea that I might want to drink or I might want to use, I would immediately launch into the Serenity Prayer.
Yeah.
And it's just long enough to get rid of that thought and to supplant it with a different thought.
F it?
Yeah, but F it's not quite long enough for me.
Okay. Because
I'll be like, F it, I'll do it.
God, grab me the serenity not to choke the living crap out of this person next to me.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, Shelley.
The courage to change hardly anything. And the wisdom to shut up.
I came to believe there was no greater power than myself, and anyone says there is insane.
Yeah.
So, Shelley, what would your final words on the subject be?
K.
Karen Feeding of your program.
You know where my head has gone.
I really don't, but you could enlighten the rest of us.
No. Well, that's later. I don't know. I would say, you know, when I was new, the Karen Feeding was a day-by-day thing. I had to get up and focus on what I needed that day to stay sober, which generally was going to a meeting, maintaining my commitments, because the commitments were really important to me, praying and calling my sponsor. And I didn't have a lot of headroom for anything else. You know, as time went on and my head got even more expanded, so I had lots of room for all kinds of crap, which was not conducive to my recovery. One of the big things I have to remember every day is that when I start to get overwhelmed a little bit or I get too much in my head, is to stop and pray and think for just a minute. Stop. What's the next indicated thing? Do one thing at a time.
The next thing.
Yes. Sometimes I get so overwhelmed and I start getting frustrated and I get upset, and that's not a good place for me to be in. And it's just the one, you know, if you're on a minute-to-minute basis or you're just hanging on by the skin of your teeth, one thing at a time.
What are your final words, Mark?
I kind of likened it to being a driver. When I was a young driver and didn't know a whole lot about driving, I still had to change the oil in the car every 3,000 miles, check the fluids, all those things, all those basic things. As I became a better driver, I didn't have to do anything different. I still had to do the same basic things to keep the car running. And it's kind of like this in the program, that when I was new in the program, they taught me the things to do. As I gained time in this program, those things haven't changed that much. Still the same basic stuff.
Yeah, but see, as I get older in the program, I have the mechanic do all that other stuff. Unfortunately, I can't do that with program.
Yeah, you can. The mechanic is God.
That's what I need. I need a program mechanic.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, it's God.
Isn't that what your sponsees are for?
Yeah. No, they help me work my program. And actually, you know what? For me, one thing that the program has always said is nothing will help you more than helping someone else. Yeah. And that has always worked well for me. And I get a goodly amount of my day every day. I had 3 sponsees at my store today.
Yeah, boy, that was a sick period.
Had another one call. Had another 2 call today. So, you know.
Well, and just like, you know what, just like basic maintenance from a mechanic, if you're going to go help somebody else, make sure you have the right tools.
Hey, now see, there you go. That's what we were waiting for. Shelley, who is our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can go and read his fine, fine publication online.
Fine publication.
You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg.
Sweet. Mark, who are our friends online?
You can go up onto recovery101.net and scroll down and click on the In the Rooms link.
.com.
Take you to In the Rooms at intherooms.com. You jumped in early.
I did.
You did a premature.com. Sorry, you should get that under control.
They're prematurely dotted.
Yep. Anyway, you can go to intherooms.com. You can put up a profile. You can enter the age of your choice. You can listen to speaker tapes and go to online chats, online meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101, and you can listen to our show while you search the site, and it is all absolutely positively free.
Awesome. That's a bargain at triple the price.
Yeah.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And if you'd like to join the crack staff, that's right, the crack advertising staff.
Is the person in charge of that known as the crackhead?
It should be.
Okay.
It's kind of like the head waitress or the head nurse.
Or the head cheerleader? The one with
the
dirty knees?
The table. Well, I got the peanut gallery going. I used to do that. You know when you go to a restaurant and they used to have you could write comments? Mm-hmm. And be like, hey, give Sylvia a raise. She sure gave us one. You can make her the head waitress.
Wow.
Yeah. No, that's how you'd find out if they actually read them. You don't come to my restaurant anymore.
Yeah. You have to finish this. Shelly's head's about to explode.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Recovery Idol.
Ba-ba-ba-boom.
30 to 60 second recovery jingle. It's got to say Recovery 101 in it. Do it however you want. It can be piano. It can be you singing. It could be you singing on a piano.
Just please, no fart noises.
Well, we didn't put that in the earlier episodes.
Well, that's
episodes.
A complete non sequitur.
Yeah. No, it just occurred to me when you said it could be piano, it could be you singing. I can just see somebody with a synthesizer doing the whole Recovery 101 jingle and fart noises.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, you know what?
We'd use it.
If you can do it, we're willing to listen to it. We'll play most of them, 30 to 60 seconds, and send them to one of our email addresses, and we will get that going. We also have videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure don't. Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Our band of the month, AJ's Clean.
Swassum.
Swassum?
Swassum.
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 It is so awesome.
It was so awesome. I was going to say sweet.
Yes, I know
yeah,
you were.
We're going to break you of that.
Yeah,
we're going to break you one of the two.
Yeah, I'm stuck just for a show or two. It'll go away next time. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And send more aspirin.
Stay away from that guy, mostly.
I know, man.
Watch your
bellies.
This is Eric.
No, you better not.